Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, where we celebrate top performers producing better results in less time. Stone Payton here with you, and you're in for a real treat. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast with SC Harrell Consulting Services, the man himself, Mr. Sam Harrell. How are you, sir?
I'm doing real fine, Stone. I appreciate your invite and opportunity to speak to your audience.
Well, we are delighted to have you. Before we get too far into the weeds, could you give us a little bit of an overview, mission and purpose? Tell us a little bit about your business and what you're out there trying to do for folks.
Well, SC Harrell Consulting Services is a digital age business solutions. We focus primarily on helping companies adapt to the new technologies that have taken place in the last 20 years, online technologies, et cetera. So fundamentally, that's who we are as a company. We provide the website development services, app development. We do a lot of engineering, code development, that sort of thing for our client base. So we do email marketing, digital magazine publishing, all those kinds of things are part of it. But we also own and operate our own technologies, and one of which it will be the focus, primary focus of our discussion today, and that is the Facility Access Online Business Directory.
Now, what prompted you to start this business directory? Did you have an epiphany, or was it sort of a slow build that you kind of eased into?
We grew into it as a result of making many mistakes in the past and developing an intuitive appreciation for what businesses go through and how to get to the other side. We became proficient at failure and success and failure and success. And so part of this was born out of the need to help small businesses accomplish or be more successful, to level the playing field for them to compete more directly with the larger players out there. So a lot of trial and error.
But this was born out of a need that you not only saw, but apparently I can hear it in your voice, actually felt at some point, for the small business person to get out there and at least be seen and heard and let other enterprises know that they have products and services. So you built this thing to connect small businesses with each other and with larger enterprises?
Well, I mean, if the question is what does my business focus on, I can tell you specifically that Facility Access Online Directory is a place where consumers come to search for and gain access to the products and services offered by businesses from around the world that are listed in our directory. That's the sum total of what it is we do. So our goal is to focus on facilitating businesses' needs to connect with consumers and vice versa.
So what kind of industries will we find on this directory? Do you have like a sweet spot, or is it pretty broad range?
Interestingly, too, most directories, and there are a number of them out there, they're categorized into two primary categories or groups. One is a general category, and the other is specific by definition. The general category, which is where we reside, include companies like Google, Facebook, Twitter. Believe it or not, those are directories, and they have many people or companies that list with them. And those companies, as general, serve virtually any and all businesses that may come their way. Where specific directories are those that may focus primarily on a predominant market focus. They have like attorneys may have a lawyer's directory. Maybe doctors have a specific directory, you name it. So they're industry specific, and that's the difference fundamentally.
So when you're out there doing your own marketing, I'm operating under the impression that you eat your own chili and you're probably in this directory. But when you're out there, you're communicating with several different constituencies, right? You're communicating with people who should be listed on the directory, and you're trying to get the word out to people who need to be utilizing the directory as a tool. So how do you get the word out about this thing?
Well, as you implied initially, was we drank our own Kool-Aid, if you will. We use the directory for our own purposes to promote and advertise ourselves. But because we are primarily focused on the needs of our client base, which includes other businesses, we also leverage these tools to assist them in accomplishing their specific target market needs. So what we do, again, is we leverage Google, which everyone out there is on a Google platform, whether they're doing it organically or specific or purposely. We do the same thing. We make use of social media to promote and advertise our existence. We have been successful over the past 3 years since we've been working specific on the directory. We have experienced a lot of organic growth. When we first got started, the first month, we were excited because we had 34 businesses joined us. That was exciting.
In the first month, I couldn't get 34 of my closest relatives to talk to me about my business in a year.
Well, trust me, that first month was about discovering what it is it was going to take for us to get more. So we made direct contacts. We reached out to our friends who we knew had businesses and had them join. So we were very hands-on, much more then than now. But since that has happened, because of the organic exposure we're receiving, companies are joining us at a rate probably at a 200 to 300 per every 7 days now. So it's interesting that we haven't spent that direct time in exposure ourselves, but making use of our technology and the other online technologies that are out there to gain that exposure. All right, so we're worldwide. Quite literally, we have companies on our directory from over 50 countries, serving about 150 different languages that are tied into our directory.
All right, so let's walk through this experience, if you will, because it sounds like it's pretty self-directed, and it must be pretty easy if you're getting people signed up at that kind of rate. Let's take Stone's Digital Marketing Agency, and I'm just making that up. There's not one. But if I want to be on this directory, I can go to some portal or some place and just and kind of enroll myself?
That is correct. Okay. At our website, the facilityaccess.net, and access is spelled AXS, access, play on words. you can find a join today or list today link, a button. You press that and it'll take you into the different, it'll expose to you the different market tools that we have available. And you choose from that which one meets your specific needs. And those marketing tools include a wide range of things, including an app, which we also is our primary feature right now. It includes the ability to do audio presentations, video presentations, blogs. We can post a list of your different products that you may have in your company. Even it allows you to post a job search. Opportunity for people who are looking for occupation. So it covers a lot of things, but we also bring in other tools that are not necessarily directly associated with the directory. We use those to help us to do website development and other kinds of things.
Well, it seems to me like in the world you operate, things must change so quickly. You have to continuously adapt, and you're probably envisioning and often actually creating and making available new and different products on a pretty regular basis. So, I mean, how do you even stay on top of the product life cycle and the things that people need and want?
You know, that's an excellent question. And to be honest with you, we've discovered that the best way to do this is to pay attention to our client base, the listed business members, because each one of them has a very specific niche that they're trying to serve. And in accomplishing, helping them to assist them in doing what they need to do, we discover many things about how business operates in general. So by bringing them together under this particular tent, this umbrella, we expose ourselves to much more knowledge. And we gather all the tools that are out there for those organizations, but they become a part of our package of tools as well.
Yeah, I mean, you must be incredibly well-informed, but it sounds to me like a big part of that is not only the nature of the business, the way that you've framed it up and the way that you've chosen to execute on serving people, but I get the distinct sense that your mindset, and I'm sure that this permeates throughout your team, you're a listen and learn kind of culture over there at Harrell Consulting, aren't you? You really want to know what small business people like myself, what we're thinking, what we're feeling, what we're excited about, and what we're concerned about, don't you?
Well, I use analogies a lot. And one of the analogies I use is I see every one of my clients as a patient, if you will. So they come to a doctor, a specific doctor to serve a specific concern or interest they may have. And if I'm going to be a general practitioner, I have to have enough understanding about medicine in general or business in general in order to intuitively respond to whatever their concern may be. But if I'm specializing in a particular area, which in many cases we do have special people who specialize on our team, we can also address that particular issue in the way they're presenting it. So one size fits all is okay in some sense, but in other cases, it just isn't. We have to be our organization must be one that adapts to and serves the needs of our client base. And so that's one of the ways we enrich ourselves and are able to respond more directly to what their specific needs and interests are.
Well, it sounds like fascinating work. Okay, I got to back up here. I'd love to hear the backstory of how, I don't know, Sam out of high school or college or whatever landed in such a dynamic kind of role. Can you just kind of give us some of the high points of your backstory?
Backstory. Wow, that's an interesting place to start, isn't it? Well, the truth is, when I was a young man living in Philadelphia, I was a member of the Boy Scouts at the time, and this has nothing to do with so much technology as much as it has to do with my interest in business. We had an opportunity to go to the World Jamboree there in Pennsylvania, and so my troop was asked to come up with booths, some different booths we will display. And I came up with the idea for my troop to offer these little bottles for sale through our booth, and the bottles had marked on them, and these are aspirin bottles, little empty aspirin bottles that members of my church put into a box for us next to the entrance of the church, and we would collect those bottles and go down to the Schuylkill River and collect water, I mean dirty water. And we would put little labels on them from the shores of Philadelphia. Well, there is no shore. Philadelphia is a city. The only shore there is the banks of the Schuylkill River. And we sold out every one of those bottles. And for some time after that, people from the different countries would send us requests through the Boy Scout Association asking for more of those bottles. So that was the first time.
Wow.
I had a taste of entrepreneurship. It was back in the era of the pet rock. And so I got stimulated by that viewpoint, and it just sprung from there. I got the bug and I started looking at business as an alternative to other things in terms of occupation.
That has got to be the most interesting operational definition, illustration, example of just pure raw creativity and entrepreneurialism I think I've ever heard.
Well, you know what, Stone? I had no idea what entrepreneurship was at that time. I was a teenager. I didn't have a clue about that. I just knew that my parents were people who made their living off the land, if you will. They were not people who saw the need to complain about the plight they had in their life, but they got busy taking care of their families, and they looked for ways and came up with ways of accomplishing that. And I think that sort of spilled over as a characteristic that I inherited. And so that's really the foundation of that thinking process.
Well, actually, I want to dive into that a little bit because there's a there's a mindset and apparently a skill set or a knack or just an inborn ability that you obviously possess, but maybe you found a way to pass it on to your team members as well, to adapt to the opportunities and challenges that are in the marketplace and set before you. So let's take it down to the reality of today. There's the internet, there's these smart devices. We have all of this technology available at our fingertips. Can you sort of describe how you took that in, made that observation, and chose to then use your business to meet the evolving opportunities and challenges provided by that set of dynamics?
Well, that's a complicated question, Stone. the only way I can really explain it is to talk about my process specifically. Back in 1994, after spending about 22 years working in the telecommunications and aerospace defense industry as a systems engineer, I invested $1,500 in the creation of a facility access of, I'm sorry, FlexNet, or Flex, FlexiClean, excuse me, which is a building maintenance company based in Colorado Springs. Now, after realizing the annual sales of about $1.5 million in 1999, I decided to sell FlexiClean and launched it. Of FlexNet.com, which was an e-commerce solution business dedicated to the building maintenance and supply industry. Now, during this its early development, we acquired the non-exclusive rights for one of America's leading wholesale distributors to deploy all of their products on our electronic catalog. And also making that available to more than 10,000 of their local distributors worldwide. Now, during this time, FlexNet was recognized by the building maintenance and supply industry as one of the leaders in the field of internet-based technology. Unfortunately, when the dot-coms bombed in 2001, we were forced to close our business and to pursue other opportunities, which ultimately led to Facility Access Directory and its associated customer loyalty app. So I guess you could say that for us, surviving diversity is par for the course. The fact is the learning process will continue to go through and discovering how to survive the ups and downs of business is what instills an intuitive appreciation for the things you're doing and why you're doing them. So one of the things I can say is we have an appreciation for helping small to medium-sized businesses survive their circumstance because we've lived it. We have been small to medium-sized, and our strive is not so much to become the best or the greatest, but to be sound in our understanding of what it takes to be successful. And so I also like to say that success is oftentimes born out of chaos. Mm. And so when you're experiencing the ups and downs of business, you have to appreciate that it's going to be chaotic at times. There's going to be times when you want to throw in the towel or you wish you just don't know why you're doing what you're doing. But you keep persevering and you realize that every negative experience is a part of your bag of understanding. And you apply that. I'm sorry?
I said I like that, your bag of understanding. I haven't heard that before. That's great. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, it's yours. It's your brand. Whatever it is you accomplish in life is your brand. And it may be sometimes you're the only one that recognizes what your brand is, but it's you. It represents your resume. It's on your list of personal accomplishments, the ups, the downs, the ins and outs, the failures, the successes. It's all who you are.
So given that, and I think I have a pretty good idea of how you're probably going to respond, but I want to hear it. What's your take on this whole COVID-19 thing? Is it a threat to your business and business in general? What are you thinking, seeing, and feeling out there?
Well, clearly, one would have to be from another planet not to really understand the health and economic impact that COVID-19 has on mankind in general. It is a global pandemic. And if there is anything we have all learned by observing a number of other innovations that have occurred as a result of such pandemics, mankind adapts and flourishes out of chaos. So again, I say success in life is really determined by how well one manages chaos. So over the years, innovations in medicine, technologies, preventive procedures, and other things have emerged from tragic circumstance. And I am confident as a result of that, that there will be more advancements made, including products like ours, will result from COVID-19. So while it has impact, while it does rob the world of a certain amount of personal and security, it also gives us the opportunity to reflect upon how we got here and what can we do to emerge from it better than we were before we got into it. One of the things is paying attention to the things going on around you. And if your mindset is to help others, as I believe that's really where I am and my team is that we realize ways to do that is to, first of all, be unselfish in our development of systems and business practices, and to come up with solutions that embrace the chaos with the idea of emerging from it. And that's where I am and what my team is coming from.
Well, speak to that a little bit, if you would. How do you see the products and services that we've been talking about at Harrell Consulting LLC and Facility Access and all of that? How do you see them helping businesses, particularly during this, and I guess that's a good word, this era of chaos under this COVID-19 situation?
Well, our products are designed to help consumers and businesses accomplish their respective buyer-seller objectives. And while achieving the primary theme created by COVID-19, which is to stay home and stay safe, we have forced ourselves into a thinking about what kinds of tools are necessary to help us to accomplish that, not just for my business, but in business in general, in the government, the nation, is our country in general. There's no surprise in our particular case. There's no surprise that a number of mobile applications already exist. That companies like DoorDash and Grubhub, and they're already out there existing prior to COVID-19. So I tell you that, ironically, on the very day we were set to announce the launch of our Access to Deals app, the world went into a shutdown due to COVID-19.
You were getting ready to release something and announce it, and it was like right in the throes of this?
Well, the interesting thing is we had already created our promotional material, started citing things on our Facility Access website, announcing that in 24 hours or on such and such a date, these things were going to take place. And on that day, COVID-19 disrupted our process. Wow. It became a chaotic reality to us. And so we had to immediately begin to adjust our thinking. And without panicking, I think we began to recognize how could we still leverage this, the tools we have created in the midst of this chaos, to come out with a response to it. So I think we have done so. So rather than just deploying Access to Deals app as an example, we have recognized that with the other apps that are out there that are more food service oriented, it almost appears that we inadvertently have created a delivery app that serves more than the food service industry, but also enables other industries, companies that have a delivery component. Help them to adapt their operations to serve that. So when you go to the other Grubhubs and DoorDashes, which are all wonderful apps, you find that there are more industry-specific, industry-focused, whereas just based on our primary platform, we serve any and all industries. So you can go into Facility Access, for example, or on our accessthedeals.com website. And if you click on a button there that says, you know, see all the businesses that are listed in our directory, it'll roll out all the companies that are there. And you'll be able to see them. You'll see the categories associated with them. And there are a wide range of categories, everything from professional services to merchants and retailers to product suppliers, you know, the whole range of primary categories. And under each one of those, there are subcategories that you can actually identify. So a consumer who uses our app can download it from Apple, the store, in a couple of days to be on the Google PlayStation or Play Store. They can download that app and actually research or see where they, what products and services they're looking for and from what companies they want to get them for or from down to the local level. And the beauty of that is that we are focused on making sure these companies, even before COVID-19 became a reality, that our company, our target base, focuses on companies that are small to medium sized and don't have a lot of money to spend, nor should they have to because of technology, to invest in online marketing services. But you better get these things without having a tremendous burden on their profit margin. And that's where we are. Hopefully I articulated that properly, but that's fundamentally where we are.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, it sounds to me like you guys have sort of stayed ahead of the curve. It's almost like you can see around the corner. I don't know, you know, maybe some of it was just fortuitous timing, but I really do think it's the product of, you know, just your mindset and being prepared to genuinely serve and having your antenna up for what the marketplace really needs and trying to fill those gaps. Before we wrap, a couple of things. Can you just kind of recap for us, give us a little bit of a product service summary and recap of what people might have access if they were to reach out and visit with you or go check out one of these websites? Just kind of lay that out for some of the main products and what they're meant to do for folks.
Well, let's start at Facility Access, which is the primary hub of everything we're doing now. That's the platform where all businesses come and join us and become a part of our, what we call our neighborhood, which is a statement which's on a homepage of our website. Welcome to our neighborhood.
Nice.
I guess that's a play on Mr. Rogers, but not intended to be. But what, anyway, when you're there, you're able to become a part of this neighborhood for free. And every company can list themselves in our directory at no cost for the listing.
Really?
No cost at all.
Wow.
Just join and you get a chance to explore what's there without it costing you a dime to do so. But now if you want to tap into any of the online marketing tools we have there, we have two basic plans, marketing plans. One is called a professional marketing plan. And that was a $49.99 per month cost factor. Recurring every month, and it includes a number of online marketing tools that are necessary in order to do business online and to market your business online. And then we have a custom marketing plan, which includes all the components associated with the first one, the professional, but a few more things that are added to it that a company can get into. And in the custom plan, there's the ability for a large organization, medium-sized or even large, who may have multiple locations in different places in the country or different departments within the organization, the ability to set them up as a subdirectory so they can, as an organization, can assign a specific role or specific territory to an agent or another part of the organization and have that subdirectory capture market specific to that area. And so that subdirectory enables them also to create customized pricing and other kinds of things that are not necessarily available to any company that just may be a professional service or otherwise. So we also empower, with that thought in mind, we empower companies to create for themselves, offering offer our platform, subdirectories that enable them to go after a specific market. Maybe that's a city. Maybe that's a, I don't know, some industry related issue. Maybe that's a, it could be anything, but they're able to create that subdirectory and manage that directory, manage the content in that directory, and control what is going on in and outside of that directory for their specific business. So that's one of the things we have. And in addition to that, again, because of the need to generate revenue to play in this game for ourselves, because we are a capitalistic business. the reality is we recognize that we needed to have some tool in place that will draw consumers to our platform. In other words, we want to bring buyers, customers, so that our businesses who are listed in our directory also have the opportunity to sell their products and services to a target audience. So with Access to Deals app, it's a customer loyalty app, is designed to do just that. It's a trigger to capture businesses or capture consumers looking for specific services from our listed business members can gain access to that app. And it costs the customers nothing to have that app. They download that for free. So built into our directory for companies who become professionals or market partner members or a custom market partner members, the app is available to them at no additional cost beyond the cost of that particular market plan. So in essence, you take, for example, right now, companies pay some of these other mobile apps charge commissions and middleman fees to actually use that app. Mm-hmm. Some coupon companies charge exorbitant fees and they grab a good share of the profits associated with that company because of what they offer those companies. And so we don't do that. Our business is fundamentally a flat fee. I don't care how many coupons you put out there. I don't care how much money you make. You pay a flat fee for the right to have access to our tools and leverage those tools for your benefit of your business.
Well, it certainly sounds appealing to me. Before we do wrap, I want to hear just a little bit more about this pro level $50 a month thing that includes some real world marketing tools, right?
Yeah. Again, there are two marketing plans. Actually, it's three. The free marketing plan everyone can get for no cost. But the professional marketing plan, as an example, may have the same kinds of things associated with the custom marketing plan, except there are few opportunities for them to use the tools that are inside of that plan. As an example, let's go back and use the app as the example again, the customer loyalty app. The professional plan allows our businesses to create up to five coupons per month, which automatically are listed on our directory on a coupon page and automatically and simultaneously posted on the app for the consumers get. And they pay $49 a month. Let's say round number is $50 a month. And then you have that custom plan, which allows them, using the app as an example again, to have an unlimited number of coupons they can produce for how much? $99.99 a month. So when you think about that, you take a restaurant or you take a grocery store who may have a lot of products they want to advertise, not just one or two or three or five. Mm-hmm. They will get that custom app and they can post all of their products, all their coupons on that app. And in the hands of the consumers or the customers that patronize them, they're always in present in their customers' hands at any given time during the course of any month or day or month. So you see, these are the kinds of things we offer. So we scale it up. We allow ourselves, allow our consumers or customers to scale themselves, to scale our applications according to their specific business needs to accomplish what they need to have.
Well, that's what I love about it. I'm in total control, right? I can go in there, I can put myself in the directory, I can explore this $50 a month plan. This $99 a month plan maybe has some more functionality that I want to as you say, scale up and grow into. But I think the work you're doing is marvelous. And I guess as importantly, if not even more important, I'm really impressed with why you're doing the work. It's clear to me that you and your team are out there genuinely trying to serve, and you're trying to respond not only to this immediate chaotic set of circumstances that we find ourselves in now, but just, you know, the day in and day out challenges of running a small and medium sized business. You guys have obviously developed and will continue to develop products and services to help us navigate those waters. Thank you so much for what you've done, and thank you for sharing your story. What is the best way for our listeners to go and learn more, and if they so desire, to invest in some of these products and services? What's the best way for them to do that?
I recommend they go to Facility Access. That is Facility, FacilityAx as in X-ray, S as in Sam, .net. That is the hub for everything we're doing. They'll find links to everything we have that we've talked about today, and they can enjoy the benefits of what we're serving. But we also have some very specific discounts that are going on right now. They can also find on that site that can provide them with access to these products right now at a 90% discount until the 1st of July. And then even beyond that, a 50% discount from July on. And that is because of the COVID-19 and our desire to help these businesses stay in business.
Wow, that seems incredibly generous. Okay, one more time, that website again?
FacilityAccess.net, FacilityAccess, A as in Apple, X as in X-ray, S as in Sam.net.
Fantastic. Well, Sam Harrell with SC Harrell Consulting Services, thank you again for all the work you're doing. Thank you for sharing your story, man.
Thank you, Stone. I really appreciate it so much, and we look forward to seeing you down the road.
All right. Until next time, this is Stone Payton for our guest today, Sam Harrell, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you in the fast lane.